Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Verimatrix conference call. I now hand over to Mr. Amedeo D'Angelo, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Richard Vacher de Tournière, Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning to all the participants, and I appreciate that on Monday morning you are all joining this call. It's the first time that we talk with the name of Verimatrix. As you know, for the people who know us, we always talk about Inside Secure. And I know the company since more than 20 years as Inside, the name Inside, and then Inside Secure. We would like to give you some figures and what happened in the first half of 2019 and give you also some hints on who the company is going to be after this merger with the Verimatrix. So the first half of the year has been very important to us. We got to a revenue of 60.8 million, is a pro forma adjusted revenue for the first half, which is growing compared to first half of 2018. You know, I've been in many acquisitions, and all the merger acquisitions that I've done in the past, and I've seen when you do a merger, that's why the investors are quite nervous, because you have the first 2 or 3 months, 4 months, where there is a confusion because of the integration, and the results typically are worse. In our case, it's the opposite. We have very positive results because the team work very well together and they're focused on the business. We had a pro forma EBITDA for the first half, about $10 million. That is growing compared to the first half of 2018 by 68%. And Richard Vacher de Tournière will explain you more in details why we had this very positive results in the first half of 2019. We've done the new organization. We already started on day one after the closing of the deal to focus on the cost of synergy, streamlining, giving an acceleration to the business, into the market, to the positioning of the business into the market. Our cost of synergies that we expected to be on a yearly basis of 10 million, we have been, we found a good reaction from all the managers when we asked to make the company more focus on productivity and synergies, and you know, the feedback that I received from all the managers were quite positive. That gave us the possibility to increase our target of the cost of synergy on a yearly basis by 25%. So we announced 5 months ago, 6 months ago, that we were going to do a $10 million synergies on an annual basis, and now we are expecting 12.5 million. The objectives have been upgraded clearly because we deliver better synergies. We are giving a better focus to the business, to the overall business, including the former Inside Secure business with the Verimatrix. But let's say that our revenue target for 2021, we keep the same indication of $150 million, while we believe that we can do better on a profitability base, on an EBITDA with the 26.5%. If we look at the activity, as you can imagine, Verimatrix acquisition for Inside Secure, that is a, let's say, European-based company, is a French company based mainly in Europe, to acquire a company of twice the size of Inside Secure, and that is a 9-hour difference because they are mainly based in California and San Diego. It was quite complex, all the completion of the acquisition. That completed finally on February 28, 2019. We were already preparing our idea of organization. We did not want to do an acquisition that was aggressive, but a merger among equals, let's say. Our job has been to really look into the competence and the strengths of every individual and the organization in order to have the results of this merger as a champion into the industry, and not as an acquirer. It comes from France to acquire an American company, to have a control on individual. As a matter of fact, since the completion, myself and Richard, we stay half of our time in California and half in Europe, because we want to make sure that the people, the employees, they understand that we consider both sides of the ocean as a fundamental part of the business. And we have defined a new organization between February 28 and April 1st, in the month of March. It was only 1 month, and we have implemented that on April 1st, announcing also all the streamlining of the company and the people that needed to leave the company. And this was across the board, where people from Inside Secure and people from Verimatrix. In my staff, I have 8 people reporting to me, and 4 were coming from Verimatrix and 4 from Inside Secure. So we show also to the company, to all the employees, that we have been quite even on accepting competence from both sides of the business. In July, after the shareholder meeting that was on June 24, we decided to change the name of the company. What we have done, as you can see from the logo, we kept the logo and the signature that is driving trust from Inside Secure. And we adopted the name of Verimatrix for the whole group, because a big part, as you will see, the big part of the business now shift on to the entertainment security platform, and we considered that the name of Verimatrix for our industry had a bigger value. So we adopted the name of Verimatrix, and now we are all Verimatrix. And we have built, in this way, the major player in security solution, software-based. If you look into our business, we have a presentation on our site. You know, this is a slide 5. As you may remember, we had a 3 family of products based in 4 markets. We have been addressing data centers, financial institutions. We had wins in Internet of Things and connected car, home automation in this sector. And one portion of our business was on entertainment and over-the-top OTT, digital right management, to protect the content, video content. Verimatrix was more with the 2 pillars. One was the data analytic, that is to give information, to give suggestions, and hint, technical and also marketing feedback to the customer Verimatrix, mainly telecom operators, how to address better their business, their market. And also the strongest part of the business of Verimatrix in the entertainment is a security software platform, let's say cardless, for any operator, data or telecom, that want to streamline or distribute content, both linear content from satellite or from cable, and IPTV, Verimatrix supplies all the security platform for all these operators. Thanks to this merge, Verimatrix will have the strong part coming from Inside Secure that is over the top. Because there is a tendency in the market to watch video on any terminals, any place, any time. that is not only on TV, you know, what we call a linear TV, but also on a personal computer, on an iPad, on a mobile phone, any, let's say, device that has a screen, even PlayStation or things like this, anything that has a screen can watch a video on demand or pay TV. In this way, the offer from Verimatrix got much stronger with what Inside Secure is bringing to the table. So the business is always addressing the same market, but let's say has a stronger presence into the entertainment. But thanks to the data analytic business and to the evolution of the streaming business, we are going more and more to supply cloud service business and the security as a service. If we look at the organization streaming for the cost, as we said, we assumed before at the signature of the deal, it was in December 2018, to save 10 million in operating cost, and once the full synergies are implemented, we will be on a base on a yearly base of 12.5. Okay, all the decision has already been taken to reach the 12.5. It's not that we have to take more decision, but as you know, there is a time between when you take a decision and when you see a cost impacting your P&L. So the name, as I mentioned already, the name Verimatrix, that is the driving trust, is to supply solution, security solution to a connected world, that is a video, also Internet of Things. Anything that should connect needs more security. As I mentioned several times, the democratization of communication thanks to internet, social network, has made the access to personal data and to services quite wide. And more people is connected to social media, to internet, to apps that are downloaded on the mobile phone, the necessity for security is going higher and higher. Protection for personal data is also very important to the citizen in order not to be a slave of the network. So you need more security, but what offers Verimatrix is a trusted business, because we have many years where operators, content producers, data centers, all our financial institutions, they trust our name. They trust Inside Secure, they trust Verimatrix, and our objective is to make sure that the security to secure application, secure content is friendly security, as we say. It must be very easy to implement, and the barrier of cost should decrease in order to have the whole environment more secure. I would leave now the words to Richard for the financials, and then I can give you a conclusion and answering to all the questions that you may have.
Thanks, Amedeo. So we are now going to discuss mainly the Q2 revenue and the first half of the year earnings. So a few words on the basis of preparation of those figures. As you would expect, Verimatrix has prepared its results in accordance with IFRS, which count for 4 months of activity of Verimatrix, Verimatrix Inc. in 2019, and Vero in 2018. So as you would expect, there is a big difference between the two years that are being presented. So that's why we also prepared pro forma results as if the acquisition of Verimatrix Inc. had been completed on January 1st. so that we are able to make year-on-year comparison on the combined businesses while reflecting the new organization implemented in April of this year. In the course of this presentation, we are mainly discussing pro forma results. As we said, we implemented in April an organization around two business units, software on the one side and silicon IP on the other side. Each have their own R&D resources, product marketing and sales force, while support functions are being shared between the two business units, and the company's near-field communication NFC patent licensing program remains mainly managed, well, primarily managed at corporate level. With respect to the second quarter of the year, pro forma revenue was $33.3 million, which is up 5% compared with the second quarter of 2018, and it does include $10.4 million from the former InsideSecure and $23 million from Verimatrix business. Revenue in the second quarter of the year did not include any revenue from the NFC patent licensing program that is managed by our partner France Brevet, compared with $1.8 million in the second quarter of last year. As we expected, in the second quarter of 2019, Verimatrix business revenue significantly increased over the first quarter, up 61%, therefore more than offsetting the unusually low first quarter revenue performance and enabling the company to recoup with year-on-year growth. The second quarter Verimatrix business revenue grew by 18% year-on-year. Pro forma revenue for the core business, which is software BU plus silicon IP BU again, was $33.3 million, which is up 11% compared to a year ago, and which is mainly driven by the year-on-year growth of the software business, and mainly from Verimatrix. Okay, in the entertainment space, which is where our company is the most active, combining the conditional access product offering of Verimatrix and the DRM, digital right management product line of InsideSecure, in the second quarter, with those positions on those two businesses, we were able to increase the royalty streams and the maintenance fee, both with existing customers using cardless set-top boxes and also over-the-top solutions. During the quarter, we also signed our first large deal for the Strong Authentication product line, which you may remember was acquired in 2017 from the company Mion Trust. This was done with an existing customer in Europe using this technology for smart locks that open with an NFC-enabled phone, and it's mainly in the facilities management market. In the second quarter of 2019, the Silicon IP business generated revenue of close to $6 million, which is slightly down compared to the second quarter of 2018, but which had been very strong quarter. So difficult to compare like for like. Silicon IP business units grew nevertheless 31% over the first quarter of this year, and we still see a very strong deal momentum, both with existing customers and new customers, in particular in the field of networking and storage markets. Moving now to the first half of the year, the revenue was $60.8 million, as Amedeo said, up 4% year-on-year, including $23.6 million from InsideSecure business and $37.2 million from the Verimatrix business, up 3%. On the first half of the year, the software business unit generated $46.9 million, which is up 6% compared to the year before. And again, we successfully offset the unusually low performance of Verimatrix product line in the first quarter. Quite happy about that. Moving now to the income statement and profitability. The gross profit, and again, I'm commenting here on a pro forma basis so that we can really compare the 2 years, same perimeter. Adjusted gross profit was $49.4 million in the first half of 2019, compared with $48.4 million a year ago. So excluding the contribution of this NFT patent portfolio program, the core business gross profit was roughly stable at $47.2 million, with the gross margin going from 83.4% to 82.5%, mainly due to product mix. No impact of pricing, or it's really a product mix matter. Operating expense now. Operating expense on a combined basis and on a pro forma basis decreased from $46 million in the first half of 2018 down to $43.3 million in the first half of 2019, as the company started to reap the first benefits of the cost synergies plan, which we implemented in the second quarter of 2019, while benefiting over the first half of the year of a stronger US dollar against the euro. And I will comment on that later on. Following the implementation of our new organization, effective April 1st, we executed our plan to streamline operations in the second quarter of this year, while, and it's important to bear that in mind, preserving core research and development and sales and marketing capabilities so that we can invest in our future growth. Savings in operating expense for the first half of 2019 and related to the implementation of the plan are estimated to $1.5 million. This does exclude the one-off restructuring charges that I will comment below. So, as the Medeo commented, we expect to do $77 million of saving in 2019. 1.5 were in the second quarter, well, in the first half of the year, and therefore 5.5 will be in the second half of the year with an organization which is now in place. Over the course of the first half of the year, our company benefited from a stronger dollar compared to the euro. Average rate in the first half of 19 was 1.13, compared to 1.21 a year ago. So we estimate that it allowed us to save $1.2 million. As you may remember, we have strong operations in Europe with costs denominated in euro. So the higher the dollar, the less the cost in our operating income there are. Operating income for the first half of 2019 was multiplied by 2.6 times at $6.1 million compared to a year ago. Again, this is reflecting the impact of the cost synergy plan and a stronger dollar. From an EBITDA standpoint, EBITDA increased by 68% year-on-year at $10 million compared to $6 million a year ago, with an EBITDA margin of 16.5% of the revenue in the first half of the year. Commenting now on the IFRS-based operating income and net income, as you may expect, since we incurred a strong reorganization, we had to face some one-off expenses and non-cash charges. So the company generated an IFRS-based consolidated operating loss of $6 million in the first half of 2019, compared to a profit of $0.8 million a year ago. The operating loss for the first half 2019 is mainly explained by one-off expenses in relation with the acquisition of Verimatrix, mainly fees and commissions for $2.4 million, plus another $0.5 million related to accruals for retention bonuses paid to key people at Verimatrix Inc. We also incurred cost in relation with the implementation of the cost synergy plan, mainly severance packages, for $4.5 million. Most of them have been paid out in the second quarter of 2019. We also impaired some assets for a cost of, an accounting charge of $6.8 million. And let me elaborate on that. Verimatrix staff was located in two buildings in San Diego. We relocated all the staff, all the team in a single building, and therefore we considered that the second building was being unused and therefore treated as an onerous agreement, and all the cost of the future lease was written down and we took a charge. So going forward, if we are not able to lease again this building to someone else, we will not incur the cost in our income statement, while we will pay the expense to the landlord to pay for the lease. But we have put in place contract with an agent so that we can find another tenant for this for this place. Excluding all these one-off items, our company would have generated an adjusted operating income of $11.1 million, which is above 20% operating margin compared to $2.7 million a year ago. Finance income and losses showed a loss of $2.2 million in the first half of the year, which is mainly driven by the interest expense on the $54 million private loan that we incurred in connection with the financing of the acquisition of Verimatrix, and $1.8 million for the convertible bond issued in 2017 and being due in 2022 if not converted by bondholders earlier. On a net income basis, the company generated an IFRS net loss of $6.5 million against an income of $1.8 million in the first half of 2018. And again, it's derived from the operating loss for the core business for $6 million that I just explained, net financial expense for $2.2 million, partly balanced by a one-off non-cash profit of $1.7 million related to the semiconductor business that we had sold out in 2016. In fact, at the time of the sale of this business, we had taken a reserve, a provision for potential liabilities for $1.7 million and found out that this provision was no longer necessary. So we reversed the accrual and generated a non-cash profit for $1.7 million. And we believe this was the last transaction involving this business, which was sold quite some time ago now. From a cash flow standpoint, operating activities before changes in working capital generated $6.4 million of cash in the first half of 2019 compared to $2.1 million a year ago. However, $2.1 million excluded the Verimatrix business. The cash flow statement is not prepared on a pro forma basis. And therefore, when you are looking at the cash flow statement, you can see that changes in working capital used increased by $15.7 million, which is completely due to the addition of the Verimatrix working capital items on the balance sheet and cash flow. These are being consolidated since March 1, 2019, so difficult to compare year on year. At the closing of the acquisition of Verimatrix, Inside Secure paid out $129 million, net of close to $19 million of cash which was transferred by Verimatrix. In order to fund the transaction, as you may remember, we used close to $34 million of our own cash, raised the equivalent of $60 million of equity and equity-like instruments. You remember that we raised in particular 30 million euro mandatory redeemable bond from One Equity Partners. One Equity Partners converted all their bonds into stocks of Inside Secure and now Verimatrix in April of this year. So therefore we have no more such instrument, everything is equity. And finally we contracted a private debt for $54 million, which is a bullet loan maturing 2026. As of June of 2019, the company cash position was $14.1 million compared with $47 million a year ago, the difference being mainly explained by the use of our cash to buy the company, Verimatrix, and partly balanced by the cash generated by the operations. From balance sheet standpoint, here again, significant changes comparing the balance sheet as of June 31st, 2018 and June 30th, 2019. So it's reflecting the acquisition of Verimatrix and its financing. As of now, we completed the purchase accounting and allocated part of the price to intangible assets. Okay, technology, customer base mainly, and to the goodwill, bearing in mind that according to IFRS, we have 12 months following the acquisition date to finalize the purchase accounting, but we believe that most of the job is done. Again, you can see a strong increase in the balance sheet due to the addition of the working capital of Verimatrix. Both companies are in a software business, which is not a capital-intensive business, meaning that we don't have factories or plants or inventories to deal with. So it's mainly intangible assets, account receivable, deferred liabilities, deferred revenue in the balance sheets. a few words on the financial situation. Net debt as of the end of June was $61 million compared to a net cash position of close to $33 million at the end of December 2018. We define the net debt as the cash, cash equivalent, and all short-term investments minus all the financial debts, including including the convertible bonds, Ocean, even if we are hopeful that they will be converted by bondholders, minus the bank loans, minus the private loans, and minus also the lease obligations recorded again according to IFRS 16, which is now implemented since January 1st, 2019 by the company. Excluding the convertible bond, the Ocean, the net debt would be $47 million. I believe that we can now discuss our outlook for the rest of the year. And to do that, I will let Amedeo to comment, and then we'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, Richard. So if how we look into the future, looking ahead into the future, we see that 2019 will be, we continue to focus on the integration of the two business, having a clear attention to cost, but also to develop new revenue streams. We did not change our objective for the 2021 because it is still early on the revenue on the top line growth, but we are updating, being confident that this business is a very solid, profitable business that will generate, at the moment we give you an indication of 26.5 compared to 25% that I gave 7 months ago. This is an indication to show you that we are more confident on the future going forward. So we are putting now the basis on how to accelerate also the top line growth of the company. We are investing into analytic part of the business that we acquired with the Verimatrix and with the business that we have developed internally. So one side is to take advantage of our huge data collection that, you know, during normal process of our activity, as you may remember, we said that we have more than 1,000 customers worldwide, and during the process of verifying the customer, the customer right to download video on demand, we collect a lot of data on the usage and the quality of service of the various operators. Having access to this huge asset for data collection, we have this product that we call Verspective, that is a solution, analytic solution with machine learning to supply information and services to the telecom operator. As you may know, the competition is quite strong in the world of video. Video demands are growing more and more into the market, and there is less and less monopoly of people building content. So you have more and more content operators that would like to distribute their content for payment into the world, but they are worried of loss of clients because the cost of acquisition of a client is quite high. Our service will facilitate the companies, the content provider and the telecom operator to put up a strategy how to avoid churn and the loss of customers. That is called in the market churn prediction. And this will be done through a cloud service, will be done, is doing, because this business is already in the company. As you know, last year we did about $2.7 million on this analytic business in Verimatrix. We have launched in July 1st of this year a cloud service business called Protection, that we call the product official name is Protect My App, and it is a service that we give to application developers and company who has many applications that they, you know, typically as you look at your mobile phone, you will see that you have a lot of apps downloaded on your mobile phone. So an application developer can access to our cloud service, connect, upload his application, and we will send him back the application protected. So it's very quick, easy to use a service, but that address a market of billions of applications that are developed every day around the world. And this is a new service that will help us in the next future to grow the top line of our business. So from one side, we are very focused on cost and cost synergies, but we are also investing a good part of our money in focusing on the new trend of having OTT services, so video on every device, intelligence, distribution of intelligence to the customers, and protect all the codes and application wherever they are, not only in the entertainment business, but also into automotive, IoT, and the financial institutions. So these are the trends for our company. We have grown bigger now thanks to this acquisition. We are stronger positioned into the marketplace, and we can drive our solutions and products to an audience of over 1,000 customers that are present in our portfolio. So this is a tendency that we see in the next future, in the next 6 months and in the next couple of years.
regions.
Thank you very much. So if you have questions, we are here to answer any question you may have.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question, please press 0 and 1 on the telephone keypad. That's 0 and 1. We have a first question from Mr. Stéphane Houry from ODDO. So please go ahead.
Hello, Amedeo. Hello, Richard. I have a few questions about the quarter and the first half. First one would be about Verimatrix's growth, the 18% that you published for the quarter. Can you give some granularity on how the growth came back versus the minus 14% that you had in Q1? Is it big contracts, small contracts, or was there any specific action to see this reacceleration? And still about the growth, how can we forecast the next quarters? Will there be still some volatility around the quarters? And if you can give us some hints about the growth that you foresee for the rest of the year? And I have other questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Stéphane. We have not highlighted very much why Q1 of this year was 14% lower than first quarter of 2018. But you may imagine, because if you remember, we had a price for the business and we had an earnout that was based on the results of 2018. So you may imagine that some of this decrease in Q1 was due to a big increase in Q4 of last year, because you know the companies, the shareholder wanted to have a good earnout from our payment. So let's say that the 14% decline is partially was due to this objective that the seller had to have a good 2018 results. So it was a bit artificial, what I'm saying, the Q1 decrease. You know that this business is a business that our client consider more a CapEx investment and not an OpEx, and therefore has some kind of, let's say, quarterly fluctuation, if you wish. And if you look at the history of Verimatrix, it is always a Q4 very strong compared to the other quarters. In a way, it is a curve where you see a low Q1, a higher Q2, a lower Q3 because of the summer, a higher Q4 to meet the target. While inside the secure, if you go back to our business, our quarterly, sometimes higher or lower, is due to the fact that the company is a small company, and we always grew. If you remember, you know, we grew from, if you take only the core business of the software, we went from 26 million in 2016 to 42 million last year. So if you look, the business has always been growing, but then unfortunately when you are a public company, you give results by quarter and you have some big orders that can impact a lot on a quarter compared to another quarter. We should have been looked more on a yearly basis and more than a quarterly basis. So let's say that inside secure do not have a seasonability. The fluctuation were due to contracts coming in, while the Verimatrix business always found to have a high Q2 and a high Q4, if you look in all the historical business, because the customer considered that a CapEx and Q2 is a quarter that in America or in the world there is less holidays, and besides France, where in May you have a lot of holidays. But in general, is a quarter where everybody works all the quarters very strongly. So the growth in Q2 has been for the Verimatrics business has been given by two factors. One, the focus. You know, the company has been, the shareholder of Verimatrics wanted to sell the company for a couple of years. I have to tell you that even though, you know, sometimes we say, a French company acquired an American company, the cultural impact can be negative, could be true, but they are, the employees were quite happy that we acquired the company, because after 2 years of uncertainty, because they were on sale, they finally said, okay, this is done, and now we are back to work, and we are focused. This has been a good, situation in Q2, because people finally were focused on the business and not on the selling of the company. We had very good revenue coming from Latin America, where there are more operators that are going towards OTT solution away from a linear, and also in Asia. We booked a big, huge order in India from an operator called Reliance, that is one of the biggest operators worldwide. You have to consider that Verimatrics is a company that has a very innovative solution for the migration from linear TV into OTT. So we are still seeing a positive wave of this migration, while our competitors are suffering because they are set-top box, smart card based, while we are offering the same security platform but on a software base that is cheaper. So we are gaining market share. And this is, I forecast also that Q3 will be a positive Q3, because we have a pipeline of opportunities that is quite strong. Okay, so I cannot give you a percentage or anything. You know, I'm learning as we go along. What I'm seeing is that the market, in our respect, responds very well. It's very rare that we lose a tender. We win a tender compared to competitors because we are more flexible. We are offering a cloud service. We can offer our solution on-premise. That means to have our software running on the server of the clients at their sites, or also we offer solution based on cloud that for the customer is much cheaper and faster to implement. Our competitors are not offering the cloud services, so they are more limited. I would say that our position shows that we are in the right position in the marketplace. So we are gaining contracts. We had several contracts in Q2, and we are signing also new contracts in Q3. But we have big clients, you know, our big clients. We have Deutsche Telekom, Sagem. We have a lot of clients that are very important. They continue to use our technology. As far as I recall, from the due diligence, from my discussion with the people, we never lost a customer that we had already acquired to a competitor technology. So we consider that this business is growing. You have to consider that into the marketplace is not a segment that is growing very fast. Our growth is based on our strategy to increase the market share. You know, our market share, as we announced December last year, is more or less 8%, 7-8% of the total market. So we have a long way to go to increase our market share. You know, when you have a 7% market share or 8%, there are people who consider that a bad news because they would like to have 30% or 40%. I consider that to be a very good news. So that if I have 7%, it means that I have another 93% market that is there waiting for me. And if we focus well, the sales activity, the field application activity, our technology to be user friendly, we have a good opportunity to increase in the midterm our market share. On the other side, you have to remember that this is a market where the customers are very loyal to their supplier. So it's not so easy to displace a competitor. This is one of the reasons why we have never been displaced. While over the history of Verimatrix, if you look back from 2014 to now, they have taken away customers from the competitors, 141 customers they've acquired from a competitor, which is a big achievement, even though we are talking 5 years time span, because, as I said, the customers are quite loyal to their supplier.
Okay, so to summarize, it means that you expect growth for the full year for Verimatrix core business and for Verimatrix as a whole, including historic Insight Secure activities?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
For this year, for 2019.
Yeah, of course we had a negative glitch in Q1, as you highlighted in your report after Q1, but we will have a growth in revenue this year compared to last year, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, the second question is about the synergies, because it seems that you are going a bit faster than expected and you will grow higher than forecasted. So can you tell us what more you found as synergies and what you intend to do to push the synergies higher? Thank you.
Yeah, Stefan, as you know very well, when you look into synergies, it's like people will forgive me for this comparison, but I have in mind like when in the house you do some cleaning. You know, you move to a new house, first you do the cleaning, you take away all the big dirty stuff that there is in a house, and you do the first cleaning. Then you do another cleaning, and then you clean the window, and then you clean. You have to have a mentality where waste is no good. But waste is no good not only for shareholder or a profit or a EBITDA. Waste is no good because wherever there is waste, there is not a focus. When you are in a house that is full of useless stuff, you are confused. You are not focused on the business. So step by step, we continue to make the company more efficient. So in April of this year, we cut immediately some big costs that were so obvious to everyone. Then we went through a second level of cost efficiency, that is business integration, evaluating which are the products that we should develop and which one we shouldn't develop. So we stopped some activity that were giving no revenue. And then step by step we focus on how we can optimize the company around the core activity. So we have seen that the management responded quite well when I asked them in the beginning of March, please, I would like that you give me really, you ask to yourself, anytime you hire somebody, anytime you have a spend, is it useful or not? And the feedback I got from the management was very positive. Everyone wanted to cooperate. And I don't want to say I was surprised, but I was positively surprised from the feedback, so that we could indicate to you that we do 12.5 million in synergies instead of 10. But this does not mean that we stop now and we can start spending whatever we want. We want to decide together as a management team where we should spend and where we should not spend. So there will be next year, we still work on business optimization.
And Stefan, to be clear, the $12.5 million we have now been communicating on is a mechanical effect of what has been implemented and decided already. It's not like we are hopeful to find additional synergies in the future that would lead to 12.5. 12.5 is an annual basis of the cost-saving decisions that were taken and implemented in the second quarter of this year, which will have an impact, because it was started in the second quarter, it will have an impact of cost reduction of $7 million in 2019 overall and $12.5 million in 2020 overall, okay? But it's something which is done. It's not something to be considered, to be implemented, and so on and so on. And this is net of a hiring plan then that we have to fill some strategic opportunities or strategic hiring that we want to do in the field of analytics, for instance, or security as a service. So we are both streamlining operation, making sure that all of us are focused, but also focused on building the future.
Thank you, Richard, because I didn't say it, but including in these figures, we have already considered that with the synergies, we have 19 positions open to hire talent and management for the second half of this year. You know, we are also investing. It's not just streamlining. But we are, let's say, refocusing the business where we need to be.
Okay, thank you very much. Very clear. That's it for me.
Thank you. We don't have any more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that if you wish to ask a question, you have to press 0 and 1 on the telephone keypad. We have a new question from Rodolphe Garnier for Actionnaire. So please go ahead.
Good morning. Just a question about the NFC revenues. Are you expecting some additional revenues for the second semester?
So, Richard speaking, very difficult to say. France Brevet is involved in different venues, different opportunities in different areas. Difficult for us to comment on their ability to close a license in Q3 or Q4 compared to next year. In our operating plan, in fact, we don't earmark for licenses for NFC because in our history we always found out that they came or don't came. So it's it's unpredictable. Even if France Brevet is doing a great job, and really what we are focusing on is the core strategic business of software security. Another question?
Thank you. We don't have any more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask the last question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. We don't have any more questions. Back to you for the conclusion.
Yes.
Thank you to all to participate to this first half results for 2019 call. And remember to all of you that we are always available, Richard and myself, to answer to any question you may have in the next few days. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.